Well, in high school sports around the area last night, first in high school wrestling, it was Lewis Central downing Harlan 44-21. Lewis Central beat Denison 69-11. Also, Harlan over Abraham Lincoln 66-11, and Abe Lincoln edging Denison 37-36. Plenty of high school basketball around the area last night. In Thursday boys hoops, a game heard here on KJAN from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan running out to a substantial early lead and then rolling on to a 79-68 win over Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 Conference boys action. Caleb Rasmussen had a huge night for Harlan with 41 points. Kyle Jewell had 23 points and 10 rebounds for the Cyclones last night, as 64 of their 79 points came from those two gentlemen. Ryan Hawkins had a 33-point, 14-rebound performance last night for Atlantic. Harlan picks up the victory. Also in the Hawkeye 10, Shenandoah beat Red Oak in overtime, 78-75. It was St. Albert topping Thomas Jefferson, 60-37. In boys' Western Iowa Conference play last night, Nolan Chapman had 19 points to lead Trainer to a 71-40 win over Griswold. Audubon picked up a 61-54 victory over Missouri Valley. IKM Manning, a 66-62 winner over AHSTW. Kyle Wagner had 23 points to lead the Wolves, while R.J. Harris tossed in 22 for the Vikings. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center by 10, 67-57. It was Underwood over Riverside, 88-59. In Rolling Valley Conference play last night, Bowyer Valley knocked down a shot at the buzzer after running off the last minute or so of the clock, and they beat Cam 50-48. Glenn Ralston over West Harrison 60-47. In the Corner Conference, it was Sydney over Essex 55-51. Nishnabotna beat Tarkio, Missouri 49-37. Lennox over Clarinda Academy 76-64. Whiting beat Heartland Christian 69-43. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air 81-55. Bedford over Southwest Valley 68-50. In girls basketball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Shenandoah over Red Oak 66-46. Creston beating Clarinda 61-18. St. Albert beat Thomas Jefferson 45-43. Also in Western Iowa Conference play last night, Audubon beat Missouri Valley 49-32. Sydney Obermeyer with 17. Emily Haubrick had 16 to lead the Wheeler attack. It was Trainer over Griswold 58-31. IKM Manning beat AHSTW 74-35. Logan Magnolia topping Tri-Center. Also Underwood beat Riverside 71-26. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Guthrie Center beating Coon Rapids Bayard in overtime 55-49. Glidden Ralston beat West Harrison 63-20. From the Corner Conference, Essex over Sydney 49-48. Nishnabotna beat Tarkio 50-21. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley picked up a 66-53 win over Mount Air. Jessica Nelson had 18 and Josie Clark had 16 for the Wolverines. Bedford beat Southwest Valley 55-39 in hoops action last night. Well, the board that oversees the organization that runs high school sports and activities for girls in the state has chosen a Winterset native to become its next leader. University of Northern Iowa Interim Athletic Director Jean Berger will take over as the Executive Director of the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union in August to replace Mike Dick, who is retiring. Berger worked 17 years in the Drake University Athletic Department before moving to UNI in 2008.
I'm very, very excited to come back to Des Moines and to get started with the Girls Athletic Union.
Berger says there are several things that drew her to move from the college level to working with high schools.
You know, I think it's the combination of the administrative things that I'm used to in terms of running championships and promoting opportunities for girls. And then it's really the focus of the Iowa girl and being able to promote the value of the athletic and educational experience in Iowa.
At a time when many schools are facing budget concerns, Berger says it's especially important to focus on the educational value of sports. She says Iowa should continue to be an example for other states.
I think we need to be very thoughtful about how we look at the future and the growth we have and what we do next. But certainly, we're aspirational. We want people to think that they want to be like the Iowa Girls Union.
Berger is the first woman to lead the IGHSAU. She's a graduate of the University of Iowa, earning a bachelor's degree in journalism with a master's degree in physical education and sports studies. Berger has two adult daughters. Well, the Big 12 has the nation's number one team, and half of the league is in the top 15 of the Associated Press poll. For the third season in a row, the conference has the best cumulative RPI. And in a break from league play last week, the Big 12 won 7 of 10 games against the Southeastern Conference in an event that used to be played in December. Now comes the second half of their brutal round-robin conference schedule, with each of the 10 teams exactly halfway through their 18 Big 12 games. Oklahoma and number 14 West Virginia are tied for the Big 12 lead, a game ahead of 11-time defending Big 12 champ and number 7 Kansas, number 15 Baylor, and Texas. Vanderbilt pulled off its first win over a ranked opponent since beating Kentucky in the 2012 SEC title game. Jeff Roberson scored a career-high 20 points, and the Commodores ended a 13-game losing streak against top 25 foes by downing 8th-ranked Texas A&M 77-60 last night in Nashville. The only other top 25 game of the night had number 16 Oregon slamming Colorado 76-56. Well, the Iowa Hawkeye football team added a group of 24 players to their roster on Wednesday on National Signing Day. Kirk Ferentz and his staff once again brought in a class mostly focused on kids from the Midwest, signing 5 from the states of Iowa and Illinois, 4 from Michigan, and 3 from Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes put an emphasis on the defensive side of the ball and signed 5 defensive linemen, 5 linebackers, and 4 defensive backs. That group includes defensive ends Cedric Lattimore, a 250-pounder out of Detroit, and Illinois product Romeo Knight. On the offensive side, the Hawkeyes signed 3 linemen, 3 tight ends, 2 running backs, a wide receiver, and a quarterback. The first commitment of that class was quarterback Nathan Stanley from Menominee, Wisconsin. Stanley turned down his home state Badgers to sign with Iowa, but his family does have ties to Iowa, as both of his parents attended Wartburg College in Waverly. The Hawkeyes also held on to a commitment from offensive tackle Alaric Jackson from Detroit, despite late overtures from other Big Ten schools, including Michigan. Iowa begins spring practice the last week in March, with the annual open practice scheduled for Saturday, April 23rd at Kinnick Stadium. Iowa also plans to hold an open practice in Des Moines again during the weekend of April 8th through the 10th. Well, a magical football season for Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz will conclude with a trip to Super Bowl 50 to watch his son James play for the Denver Broncos against the Carolina Panthers on Sunday in Santa Clara, California. Ferentz has been to the Super Bowl in past years, and he says just getting in and out of the stadium is a hassle.
What I don't like about the Super Bowl, I'll start there, is just all the hoopla, you know, and the fact that halftime is like, instead of 12 minutes, 30 minutes. I think it's really disrespectful to the players and the coaches who, you know, which key parts of any football game. But, you know, we're looking forward to being there. It's really exciting, and, you know, we're cheering for Peyton Manning and the Broncos.
Ferentz says watching a game as a parent is a much different experience.
When you're coaching, you're working, obviously. That's what you do. When you're playing, you're competing. But when you're a parent, it kind of takes the fun out of everything, you know, because it's either black or it's white. It's good or bad. You know, it's just kind of how it goes. So it's tough.
It's been a long journey for James Ferentz, who was signed as an undrafted free agent by Houston coming out of Iowa. He was cut by the Texans prior to the start of this season, and then days later was signed by Denver to be a reserve center. The Iowa State Cyclones welcomed in 36 newcomers to their football program during a signing day event at Jack Trice Stadium's Sioux Cup End Zone Club Wednesday. New head coach Matt Campbell and the staff put together one of the Cyclones' highest-rated classes ever in just a short 2-month time span since coming to Ames. The Cyclones signed 11 players on offense, including consensus 4-star offensive tackle Sean Foster from Mundelein, Illinois. The Cyclones also beat out Michigan for tight end Chase Allen from Missouri. Allen is the son of former ISU assistant and UNI coach Terry Allen. Quarterback signee Jacob Park is expected to compete for time and add depth to that position. Park is a former 4-star recruit who spent time at Georgia and Northeast Oklahoma A&M and will come in as a sophomore in class standing. On the defensive side, the Cyclones signed 12 players, including an emphasis on the line with 3 defensive ends and 2 defensive tackles. The Cyclones got a nice surprise with the signing of twin brothers Jaquan and Joshua Bailey from Jacksonville, Florida. They are both 3-star prospects on the defensive line and were swayed by the chance to play together. The Cyclones also signed one specialist in long snapper Steve Wardle of Orland Park, Illinois. Iowa State also welcomed in 5 mid-year signees, and 6 players signed financial aid agreements as preferred walk-ons. Iowa State will host their spring game on April 16th at Jack Trice Stadium. Well, the Big 12 is unlikely to stage a football championship game this year, though the NCAA approved a plan last month that would allow the 10-team league to do so. Big 12 Commissioner Bob Bowlsby says data presented to league athletic directors Thursday pose questions about whether the league has a better chance to get into the 4-team college football playoff without a championship game than it would with one. There were no votes or any formal action taken by athletic directors on a championship game, possible expansion, or a league-wide television network. Bowlesby described the four-hour meeting as mostly high-level discussions. The athletic directors met a day before a meeting of the league's board of directors, made up of school presidents and chancellors. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Southwest Foot and Ankle Center. Call Dr. Andrew Stanislav at 800-334-5516. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.